This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the next 24 hours, you're going to hear a lot of talk about blood, because National Blood Donation Day. Very, very cool. We're wearing red. I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, I was supposed to wear red. Yeah, you were supposed to wear red. See, I look like a nice oxygenated drop of blood, right? You know, looks really, really good. If it was blue, I'd be a deoxygenated. So maybe one day we'll do National Deoxygenation Blood Day, but we really don't want to celebrate that. National Blood Donation Day is where we've had tons of governors throughout the United States, Republican, Democrat combined, declare state blood donation days because Vitalant, American Red Cross, LifeShare, Community Blood Centers, One Blood, all these blood banks that have been busting their butts for us year long, you know, could use some extra blood this time of year. So if you could donate blood, roll up your sleeves, be able to, you know, donate really easy. If you can't donate blood, maybe consider hosting a drive. The blood banks know how to do it completely, you know, COVID friendly and all that. So very, very cool. So National Blood Donation Day, very, very cool. So, but I think we're going into year 5 or 6. So pretty exciting stuff. Now, so I keep getting asked, what do I do? You know, does my blood type matter? So the short answer, does your blood type matter in terms of health? I'm going to say no, because there's nothing you can do about it. Yes, there are some studies that we're going to talk about in a second here. But for the most part, if you're asking me, does it matter what your blood type is, you can't change it. All right? And let's say you had a blood type that wasn't at higher risk for heart disease. I'd still tell you to do the same things that I'm going to tell those that are at higher risk to do. Okay, because everybody needs to avoid smoking. Everybody needs to exercise and eat a healthy diet. So the short answer is I don't give a damn what your blood type is. Unless, of course, we have to, you know, transfuse it, and then it matters. But in terms of just talking, all right, there's nothing you can do. You can't change your blood type, just like you can't pick your parents. Right? You can't choose your parents. Your parents are your parents, right? And those are the genes you got. Those are the genes you work with. So how blood type happens is there's the ABO gene. So you got the paternal parent and you got the maternal parent, and they give one of the genes. They'll give an A, they'll give a B, or they'll give an O. And A and B are more dominant than an O. So let's say mom gives an A gene and dad gives an O. The O is recessive. The O has to quiesce to the A. It's not a wife-husband thing. That's just what happens. Which means baby is going to be AO or type A. If mom is an O and dad is a B, B is still bigger than O. Comes before the alphabet, then O, more dominant. Not that that's how it works, but anyway, baby's going to be a B. We also got the pluses and the negatives, which is a whole other issue for another thing. But, so I'm a B, okay? I don't really know the blood types of my parents, but somebody was dominant. Now, what if dad's an A and mom's a B? A-O, B-O, let's say dad is an A-O. Or A, mom is B-O, or B, yeah, haha, right? Baby could be A-B, or if an O was given from either of them, because remember, it's two genes that make up the parent. So, like, let's say dad got an A and an O, so he's a type A. He could still give the O to the baby. So, you could have an A-O and a B-O, and baby could get A-O, baby could get A-B, baby could get O-O. See? So, you know, can you ever have a child that is not the blood type of their parents? You can. Because if dad is an A and mom is B, baby could become AB or baby could become OO or type O. So it happens. The most common blood type on this earth is your O positives. Why? Well, because you got AO, you got BO, you got OO, you got a lot more possibilities. The most rarest blood type, but it's out there, is an AB negative. Right? And they're out there. Now, when you donate blood, right, they want to know what your blood type is. I'm a B positive. Right? So they could give that to people who are B. But they could also give it, you have the universal donors and the universal recipients. Okay? If you have type O blood, we love you. Because you don't have the extra antigens that another body could reject. So if we give type O blood to somebody who's A, B, they're good with it. If they are an AB, they could take A blood, they could take B blood, they could take O blood. If you're A, you could really only get A or O blood. Can't get B. Does that kind of make sense? I wish I could draw this out for you. Okay. But people want to know, well, what about health effects? What's the difference? So you will keep hearing that type O blood seems to be the healthiest. Now, we think maybe the reason why is it might be something to the ABO gene and the A and the Bs with how they react with other tissues. And by the way, this ABO antigenicity isn't just exclusive to blood cells. We notice neuron cells also have this sort of demarcation of A or B. So that's why we also might see certain predilections towards cancer. Now, you having AB blood are a universal recipient, which means you can get anybody's blood. You're probably like, woohoo, yay, I'm the luckiest. Not always. Type AB blood might have the highest risk for dementia and memory loss. They've done some studies on that. In terms of heart disease, they think type B and type A have the highest risk of heart disease. We talked about COVID. Right, a few months ago, they said if you are type A or type B, in terms of COVID, you might have a higher risk of mortality with lung disease, whereas type O seemed to have less mortality. I think about a 35% less mortality if you were type O. Again, it could also be the expression of the antigens in the tissues. But get this, type O's were less likely to test positive. Now, a lot of people didn't talk about that, so you wonder when it came to COVID, if people got infected with COVID, but they were type O, did they test positive? So there might be something to that. Maybe type O doesn't seem to test positive, so we don't know what they have. So, like I said, guys, it doesn't matter, you are who you are. But if you are type A or B, or type AB, keep your blood pressure at control. Well, even type O, sugar at control, eat healthy, exercise, keep the stress down, avoid smoking, right? And listen to good medical talk radio, 1-877-DOC-SOLID.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We're back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Nevada, and I talk a lot about Nevada because I live in Nevada. So many of you guys are like, why do we hear about Nevada all the time? Because that's where I be. Okay, and where I be is like the center of the universe as far as I'm concerned. So, when, you know, if I'm going to live in Nevada, I'm going to talk about Nevada. If I live in New York City, I'm going to talk about New York City. But I'll talk about everybody. I'll talk about New York City, too. But in Nevada, we got some big, big news in the last 24 hours. Restaurants get to open up their countertops. Now, I know. If you were kind of scratching their head on that one. I thought bars could open up the countertops. No. Bars are still closed. I think bars are still going to be closed for the next couple weeks. And Labor Day weekend's a biggie. Labor Day weekend is a biggie for bars, and we're going to talk about that. Even Fauci has some stern warnings on Labor Day weekend. I got to tell you, man, we're being told what to do from all ends. If you notice, you're getting along better with your mommy. Are you noticing that? You get along a lot better with your mommy. Because now you got somebody else yelling at you to wear a mask, to cover up, you know, to not cough on other people and to blow your nose and to wash your hands. I haven't had to tell my kids to wash their hands. I got the government to do it. So mom's not on their case. Now, all I have to do is, I don't know, tell them to, you know, put the toilet seat back down. That's really all I have to do. So anyway, so why the countertops? People wonder what the hell's going on with the countertops. So if you're a restaurant and you have a countertop, like a sushi bar or I think like maybe a breakfast place, you can now seat at the countertop. I think you still have to have social distancing. See, I love those movies where you come into breakfast and it's a diner, and rather than sit at the booth, you just come up to the table and you got, you know, Flo, you know, Flo's Yellow Rose, you got Flo there going, well, kiss my grits. I'm like, well, I'd like some flapjacks. I'm not giving you flapjacks. We didn't even serve flapjacks today, you know, and then you just kind of argue with them, and then you can see the pie, you know, would you like some pie? It's like, well, what kind of pie is that? And then they tell you what kind of pie it is. Like, man, I definitely want a piece of pie. But it's 7 o'clock in the morning. You aren't supposed to eat the pie. You know, you argue about what you're going to eat. And then, you know, I don't like coffee, but I think it's really, really cool that they'll give you the coffee when you don't even, like, need the coffee. And then they give you the coffee. And it's like cool. And they serve you the food fast. I always want to eat at the counter because when I was younger, when I'm hungry, I'm hungry. I don't want to sit at a booth and wait to eat. I want to go up to the counter. Well, my guess is the reason why there were counter restrictions is because COVID apparently has an affinity towards countertops than a booth. And so I love how we're trying to, my guess is COVID is sitting there watching all of us going, really, people, really, really, but yeah, countertops, right? Is that what you guys do? You guys are, you're blocking the countertops? Do you guys even know who I am? Do you know who I be? So anyway, countertops, you have all these people rush to the counter. Sushi bars, things like that. Oh, people love sitting at the counter. I like sitting at the counter at the sushi bar because I like to interact with the guy making my eats. I don't like my food being made secretly. So if my food is being made, oh man, we're having an issue with the broadcast. Hold on a second. Hold on. Issue with the broadcast. I got to get this going. I don't understand why we're having broadcast issues. So, probably because people are kind of mad that I'm making fun of the whole, you know, countertop issue. All right. We're back online. So, if somebody's going to the back to cook my eats and then bringing it to me, I worry that somebody could spin on it. So, I really like watching people kind of make my eats. And then I'm like, okay, good. Look, you wash your hands. Oh, yeah, add a little bit more of that. Add a little bit more of that, you know. Put a little bit more meat in there. And so, I think that's pretty good. So, in Nevada, even though bars are closed, restaurants could reopen their countertops. Now, I believe that allows a little bump up in customership, I think. So I think it might allow a little bit more volume to that restaurant. So it's a big move. But, you know, for those of you guys kind of looking at what's going on with all these states and, you know, what's going on with all these different, you know, regulations, I think what's happening is a governor doesn't want to get caught with their pants down again. Well, that happens anyway. But I mean, in these states, different states, a governor doesn't want to be told that they reopened too early and they gotta close back down. So they want to look like they are methodically just making positive movements. Okay? Remember, COVID got politicized. It should have never been politicized, but healthcare does. It just unfortunately does. And so if there is a surge in cases, they don't want to have to go back like California did saying, okay, we gotta shut people down, we gotta shut people down. And, you know, that's also really detrimental for business. I mean, after being shut down once, right, for COVID and then being able to reopen, we were even speaking amongst ourselves, if we have to shut down again, we might just close for good. You just can't start, stop. It just doesn't work in a whole different facets of life. So it's a move forward, It's not, though, the biggest reprieve. Doesn't mean bars are open Labor Day weekend. Now, Dr. Fauci has given us warnings on some of the states that are having some spikes in cases. Hold on a second here. Let me find. So, apparently, several states have surges or at risk for surges. We're looking at North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Arkansas, Missouri, Indiana, and Illinois. Now, we're talking Illinois. We're talking Midwest. I mean, we're talking Midwest used to be pretty protected. Now, I find that very interesting that we're seeing a surge in cases in the Midwest. Now, it could just be that the Midwest is testing more. You know, in the beginning, the test had to go to New York. The test had to go to L.A. You know, I mean, the test kind of had to hit where, you know, where the majority of the cases were. So there's a chance that the Midwest didn't really have as many. And then, now that the Midwest is getting testing, we might be seeing more cases, so it could be that. It could also be that the virus just has really started to move in, found new hosts, got comfortable. Maybe the weather's a little different. Maybe they realize the Midwesterners are pretty damn cool. You know, maybe it was able to mutate where, you know, it didn't necessarily need, you know, very, very dense populations. I don't know. But it was a matter of time that we would slowly see a peak in the center. So I'm not really surprised by this. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, what's happening in the Midwest? I'm not that surprised by that. It's not all the Midwestern states. But there's a surge. Why is there a surge? Because people are done. People are so dumb. They're done with the mask thing. They're going to still do it. But, you know, they're you know, so, yeah. So, where we go next in terms of, you know, we got Labor Day. All right. So, okay. Labor Day, to me, is supposed to be a holiday where we kind of get ready for, I don't know, we've been kind of working our butts off. We've had a rough summer. I've had a rough summer. I don't know about you guys, but I've totally had a rough summer. Let me get back online here. Sorry. Actually, you know what? My Wi-Fi has had a rough summer. That's really what we've had. So, here we go. So, to me, Labor Day is, okay, we got school starting. See, Labor Day, I used to go to school in Arizona. So, in Arizona, school didn't start until after Labor Day. So, Labor Day was like your one final, you know, piece of vacation. And then you had to start the Tuesday after Labor Day. Now, kids are starting school mid-August, so Labor Day is like a nice little break. I'm going to be doing a staycation at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. I cannot wait, you know, because the pool is open. And even though it's going to be, you know, less people and all that, it's going to be really interesting. I'll tell you guys how that is, but I cannot wait. But you know, in terms of Labor Day, we have our own set of risks. Okay, people are going to be getting out of Dodge. People are going to drive. We don't really have any lockdowns, thank God, anymore. So people are going to be heading out of town. They're going to be so driving. We got road sort of issues. People are going to barbecue. Everybody, you know, kind of barbecues on Labor Day weekend. Weather is hopefully going to start cooling down a little bit. Maybe not where I live, but in other places. And so people barbecue. Well, when people barbecue, you got everybody over for a barbecue. You know, so you don't have a lot of social distancing, and then people drink, you know, so, and then, you know, people like to take off their shirts. People love to be shirtless. I don't understand why, but they like to be shirtless, you know, at the barbecue, especially the dudes at the grill. Well, you got to be careful because, you know, when you start to spray, you know, you're, see, guys, I know what guys do. I just seen it, you know, take off the shirt going, I got to put sunscreen on. Take off the shirt and they spray it, and sunscreen makes you glisteny, and you know, yeah. So there they are, and they suck in their stomach, and they flex their muscles, and they get all glistened up with the sunscreen, and it's funny too, because when you do that, you need to get away from other people. So you sunscreen, you get yourself into an area that's like out in the open, but where everybody could see, and then you could sunscreen yourself. See, we women, we don't do that. We're just gonna kind of like put it on or whatever, and you know, do whatever. But the dudes, they're like, I gotta spray it all over. Then they go up to the grill, and they're flammable. So you gotta be careful with that. And I don't really like you guys breathing in the sunscreen. Don't breathe in the sunscreen. Okay? Do the sunscreen that you rub on. Also risk of sun. You got sun exposure, got heat illness. For those of you guys that have a lot of heat like we do, it's pretty hot, so be careful. Make sure you hydrate. Don't drink too much. But, you know, and yeah, and I guess be careful of countertops. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An arrest has been made for the murder of a Cleveland police detective last night. The suspect behind bars in connection with the fatal shooting of 54-year-old Detective James Skernovitz in the line of duty. Police say they're still looking for two other suspects. The nation's jobless rate has fallen below 10% for the first time since the pandemic began in March. It went from 10.2% in July to 8.4% last month, a bigger drop than economists expected. And job creation also beat expectations. In the Oval Office, President Trump just announcing a new deal between Kosovo and Serbia.
I'm pleased to announce a truly historic commitment. Serbia and Kosovo have each committed to economic normalization.
The leaders of the two nations joining him in the Oval Office for the announcement, and this is USA Radio News. Reports are a man wanted for killing a pro-Trump activist in Portland, Oregon last Saturday night. Michael Royenall was killed last night when a federal fugitive task force tried to arrest him near Olympia, Washington, and a gunfight broke out. Earlier, Royenall had told Vice News he'd fatally shot Aaron Danielson last Saturday, but said it was in self-defense. The victim was part of a pro-Trump vehicle caravan that rolled through Portland during ongoing protests against racial injustice. Ahead of the long Labor Day weekend, Chicago police say they're being proactive to try to keep the city safe from violence. It's part of what's been deemed Operation Clean. Police Superintendent David Brown says an elite unit of police officers has already been cleaning up the streets, seizing illegal guns, and that will continue through the weekend.
We have an all-hands-on-deck approach to protecting our city, and I encourage everyone to relax this weekend.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so clean.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know if you've seen a lot of the memes, but, I mean, you know, these kids will show what Zoom classrooms are like. And there's one I actually shared where The kid writes how to get out of a COVID class, and you see one of the kids in the video getting like kidnapped and abducted, right? Two guys come up in masks, you know, it's like it was planned, right? And they grab him and get him away from class. There's a way to get out of class, and you hear the other students kind of laughing. It was pretty funny. Well, professors, people are kind of making fun of it, but unfortunately this wasn't funny. The college professor in Argentina died on Wednesday after she struggled to breathe and collapsed in a virtual Zoom lecture. Apparently, she was battling coronavirus. Paola de Simone, 46 years old, taught at the Universidad Argentina de la Empresa in Buenos Aires. She was married, had a daughter, according to Clarín, a newspaper in the county, and she had detailed her struggle with COVID-19 in a Twitter post on August 28th, writing that her symptoms had failed to subside after 4 weeks. In the post, she added that her husband, in the medical therapy and emergencies field, was exhausted from working so much as the virus continued to impact the South American city. And unfortunately, during the Zoom lecture, her students watched from their own screens as she struggled to breathe. Now, they asked for her address. They could call an ambulance, but the teacher couldn't speak. She only responded, "I can't," and then passed out. You almost wonder if that might have been like a pulmonary embolism or something for it to happen so sudden, and we know that COVID causes blood clots. So unfortunately, she died. She had been with 15 years at the university. She was only in her 40s. And, we will, over the next few weeks, start to really dissect a lot of the data that we're starting to get on some of the COVID deaths. And the CDC had been pretty transparent lately about how 6% of them were just straight out COVID, but 94% of the deaths were people who had prior medical conditions. And I think the conversation might start going a way that it kind of shouldn't, even though I understand why the conversation is going to happen. There's going to be people pretty ticked off that they had to close their business, that they had to, lose their life savings, that the economy had to shut down like it did. We had to forever change the landscape of the economy, and I get it. I get it. I have been frustrated with that as well. And people are going to be mad that that COVID might not have been as quote-unquote deadly as once purported. The problem we had, as we didn't know what we were dealing with. We knew the virus killed. And here you see a case like this. Here's a woman in her 40s. We don't know what her prior medical conditions were. She was born in 1973, so she was in her 40s. She was middle-aged, but it didn't appear to be, overweight, didn't appear to have any, major medical conditions, needing oxygen, things like that. And she died in front of her students from COVID. So we know this virus kills. We also know this virus can make deadly blood clots. That's what scares me. I've been really real with you guys, okay? I've been real with you guys because I know that a lot of the deaths that have been reported, also could have been lumped in with pneumonia and flu. And we can't discern, was it COVID, primary or was it COVID secondary? People have had heart attacks this year. People have had strokes this year, and we don't know if they were caught, chalked up to also being COVID. So I've had the same frustrations that many of you have had. But where this virus has scared me is you could have a healthy person or somebody who thought they were healthy, and then they start making these vicious blood clots, or they make the goop that blocks the lungs. I mean, people did die who might not have necessarily died this year. That's something I got to be real with you guys on. Somebody having heart disease or somebody having respiratory disease, it doesn't mean they would have died in March or April of 2020. They might have died in 2022 or 2025. And so COVID could have accelerated that. Now, we don't really have a vaccine yet. When we do, it's still not going to be, ubiquitous for everybody, and we still don't know what sort of long-term immunity. We have a medication regimen, but we still don't have anything that we could do at home. So the virus is still scary. So you see state officials do what they can to, keep people away from each other and to try to limit this. I mean, ideally, health officials would love, for nobody to, be around other people, let this thing die off so we could go back to living life. But we can't do that. One day of shutting down a business is detrimental. 2 days, 6 months, we're seeing industries floored. Just completely floored. And, you know, we've talked about holiday season. You know, for a lot of it, I live in Nevada, so for our casino industry, wow. Casino industry, we need sports for the sports books. We need clubs. We need entertainment. We need, you know, parties. We need conventions. As those get stopped and people don't travel, and, you know, I don't know how many casinos are going to be able to, you know, still stay open. And we don't. We only have part of the strip opened. I'm really excited to be able to go down there and see what's going on. And, you know, I'm going to be at Mandalay Bay this weekend wearing masks, doing social distancing. They have all these rules in place and all these. I'm going to see how it looks. And, you know, I love watching people's behavior. And, you know, I've been to the Strip since the shutdowns, you know, but I haven't actually acted as a tourist. And so when you're in Vegas, you kind of, you know, sometimes enjoy this. Just like, you know, Hawaii, you'll enjoy the beaches. In Vegas, you're going to enjoy the Strip. So we're going to kind of do it like a tourist, and I'm going to be able to kind of evaluate how, you know, people's interactions are and if we think Vegas is going to bounce back, and I'm going to kind of report on it, and we'll see what happens. But we have a deadly virus, and I wish we didn't. And we also have some unpredictable aspects to it. Did it mean we had to shut everybody down? Probably not. You know, I said that, I brought this up yesterday. I go, I don't really see why any small business can't reopen right now. I really don't. I don't see why we can't have a small bar that maybe limits their numbers. Just give people some reprieve. I mean, I you know, and then we'll figure out what we could do for larger businesses. You know, and then is the social distancing working? You know, a big question people have is, well, if you are seeing the rural states have surges in, let's say, cases, I mean, did it matter? You know, people are going to say what they want to say. It's politicized. They're going to say that the lockdown saved lives. And there's really going to be not a lot of ways we could kind of prove that. And so the big debate we're going to have is, did the lockdowns do worse for lives? I mean, did it cause more people to relapse into alcohol? Did it cause more depression? Did it cause people to not take care of their diabetes? I mean, I'm doing telemedicine, and I'm having uncontrolled asthmatics call all the time going, I need more inhalers. I've been taking a hit every day, every hour of every day. I go, no. You need your asthma controlled. We need to do a spirometry. We need to see if we need to add any extra agents. You need to see your doctor. They haven't seen a doctor in months. These holiday weekends, like Labor Day weekend, Memorial Day weekend, spring break, got lost this year for a lot of the resorts, a lot of the travel industries, a lot of the entertainment industries. Not having Labor Day weekend open in Vegas is going to be devastating because Thanksgiving and Christmas aren't really big, you know, casino times. New Year's Eve might be, and how the hell is New Year's Eve going to look? So, you know, we got problems, but one of the reasons why we have problems is we still hear of people dying. Now, again, maybe she did have another medical condition. Maybe she was taking estrogen, and that put her more at risk for blood clots. We don't know. Maybe she had cancer, and we didn't know about it. But for her to all of a sudden stop breathing, her to plan a class, be in class if this happened, that means she suffered an acute respiratory event. So I wouldn't be surprised if COVID had something to do with it. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dahlia Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had written yesterday about how you are done being outside at night and you will not drive because you don't want to run into a protest. And I found that very, very interesting how I'm noticing, not a lot of people talk about this, a lot of people are kind of bunkering down and hanging out in at home, not really going out at night. Now, I don't know what happened here in New York. This is obviously a timely story because every other day we hear that somebody plowed through a crowd or was shot at because they plowed through a crowd. And I don't know if we're having people actually, you know, stupid enough to take a car and try to run down hundreds of people, or if we're seeing a car that made a wrong turn or made a turn, thought it was a street they could go down because that's what GPS is telling them to go down, and then there are people in the street that could descend on the car. And it's, I'm seeing both types of footage, and I am just appalled either way. So in the latest upload, apparently there's a driver that we are being told, and again, it depends on which media outlet, that the car plowed through BLM demonstrators in Times Square. We're also being told that it's a Trump supporter. You know, so whenever you see that, you're like, okay, what's going on here? So apparently, there was a Black Lives Matter protest in response to the death of Daniel Prude. Daniel Prude is a 41-year-old black man who had allegedly suffocated while in police custody. Now, the NYPD had said no complaints had been made. Witnesses said several people have suffered injuries. And the witnesses initially identified the vehicle as an unmarked police car. But NYPD denied that claim. Now, there was a man in a Ford Taurus, and you see part of the footage where he just is driving and there's people there. Now, I don't know what happened prior. I don't know if a few blocks down he got descended upon. I'm not saying it's an excuse by any means. You know, we don't get to see the full footage. But, I've been seeing graphic footage of people kind of forced to stop, right, in the middle of a protest, and then people descend on the car. You know, and if they don't say, yeah, we're with you, woohoo, you know, whatever, honking your horn, you got to be careful honking your horn. Honking your horn might not look like you are supporting the cause. You know, I used to do that. Somebody having a sign, so I'll honk the horn. You got to be careful. Honking the horn might mean you want to kind of get out of there. And so, you know, we saw this graphic footage of somebody being pulled out of their car in L.A., when the car was stuck at a standstill because of a protest. So the debate people have is, do you sit there like a sitting duck, or do you get the hell out? And the problem is if there's people there, you can hurt people. But if you, what do you do? So I'm looking right now. You see the car stop in front of people, but he's trying to charge. I don't know if he's trying to charge to say, get out of the way so I could get the hell out of here, or if he's trying to charge saying, I want to run you over. I don't know. And so I'm not really sure what happens when they interview these people. And I don't know if they're saying, look, they descended upon me. Is anybody seeing that footage or not? And apparently this is a person who was previously at a Trump rally, they say. So, I don't want to see anybody run over protesters. Protesting is our God-given right, but I also don't want to see, you know, innocent people descended upon, which we've seen evidence of, and just because we saw it at a restaurant or we saw it doesn't mean all protests are going to do that, but we have seen some of these protests descend upon people who were just trying to drive to get home, or they were just trying to eat. And they were accosted going, why aren't you with us? Why aren't you, what do you, you know? And you know, I talked about the evolution of these, you know, protests going to the riots. You know, most protests, when they start during the day, they seem pretty organized, and they'll have a message, and once the lights go out, you know, the sun goes down, and it gets dark, and people get antsy, and they want some excitement, and people start getting angry, and they kind of fuel each other. That's when things start to go bad. And then all of a sudden a car comes. I was watching an earlier protest. I told you guys about this. It was still dusk. And here comes a car. And you see people turn around. Some of them really, really nice people. Some of them maybe not so nice. And you see them go, oh, there's a car. Now, you know, okay, with a car, you know, I was always taught you want to get to the sidewalk, car coming. Okay? But with the protest, they kind of own the street. So, all right, they look. They want to see what the car is going to do. I look. I see what the car is going to do. You can see the driver. I don't know what political affiliation he had. Yep, he looked like a white male in his maybe 20s or 30s. Had some body art. Couldn't really read the body art. But what he chose to do was he rolled down the window and said, yeah, and I'm with you. And they let him go through. You saw an apartment complex, people just watching, no sort of expression either way, just watching. Then you saw the crowd look at the apartment building, the people kind of out there on their, you know, balconies. And when the crowd starts to look and engage, you saw them go, yeah, 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 we're with you, yeah. Crowd kept going. you see this fear. You know, and I don't know. But then you have other people that are so anti, you know, BLM that maybe they are trying to run people over. I don't know. But it's, so when I'm hearing that people are like, you know what, I just don't want to get caught in that. Last thing I want to do is be accused of trying to run somebody over, or the last thing I want to do is be descended upon. Wasn't there a guy pulled out of his truck and beat up? And he said he was trying to, protect a business, but people said that he tried to run them over. Now, again, you try to run people over, you're going to get your butt kicked. But if you're just in a car trying to get out of there, and you have been now stuck on a street, I mean, we're not talking bumper-to-bumper traffic. We are talking you can't move because there's people. So you stop, and then more people, you're like, I don't know if you guys have ever driven in New York City. But, and now this is not the way to drive, but I got to tell you, when I'm in New York City, if I need to make a turn, there are people not following the lights, and there are people walking across the street. So if it's really your turn and you have the right of way, even though pedestrians always have the right of way, you have to start inching your car. This is when the people walking they're like jaywalking. They're not supposed to be walking. And I see cars do this all the time. They'll just keep going. They'll just, what I saw on this video, unfortunately, I see all the time in New York, just on a regular day. Because they're like, they'll never be able to make that turn. They're being honked at by the cars behind. People are walking. Right as the other person walks, new people walk. So they're like, I just need to go. And so you actually force your car through. It's really dangerous. And I don't understand why pedestrians don't just follow the whatever. Let the car go. Get out of the street. Doesn't happen, though. So, we do have liberty and, you know, we should have the ability to be able to, you know, go where we want to without feeling like our fellow Americans are going to descend upon us. But unfortunately, we're seeing some footage. It doesn't mean it's everybody. It doesn't mean it's every single protest. But we're seeing some of us being kind of put up against the wall or pulled out of our car or something happening. And you don't want to be in a position where you have to flee for your life and it be looking like you're running people over. You know, and if you don't want to be accused, you don't want to be in that situation, I mean, you might have to leave. And I hate that. I mean, I don't want to tell people you got to stay home until this all, you know, calms down. But unfortunately, that's kind of what's happening. There is a siege right now taking hold. It's a siege on a whole multi-pronged, whether it's a siege on our business, you know, or a siege by the virus, or a siege on our cities. That's what's going on. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush.
Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Yusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.